Chinese President Xi Jinping has visited the city of Ningxia in Tibet Autonomous Region. He's received a welcome from the local people and officials of various ethnic groups. He then visited the Niang River Bridge, where he learned about the ecological preservation in the basin of the Yarlung Zhangbo River and its tributary, the Niang River. The Chinese president was also briefed on rural revitalization and urban planning work in Ningxia before heading to Lhasa on the railway that started operation between the two cities last month. Torrential rains have flooded Xinsheng in Hunan Province. Four satellites have been deployed to support rescue and relief efforts in Hunan Province by monitoring areas affected by flooding after rainstorms lashed the region. Many Chinese companies such as Tencent and Baidu are also providing donations and aid to the disaster-hit area. Leading domestic freight platform Manbang Group will provide 20 million yuan, or over $3 million, to truck drivers in Hunan. The relief fund will be allocated to drivers who've suffered losses in areas hit by heavy rainstorms and flooding, including the cities of Zhengzhou, Luoyang, and Xinsheng. Floodwaters receded in most parts of Zhengzhou after it ravaged the central Chinese city this week. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has expressed gratitude to Russia after Russian President Vladimir Putin conveyed condolences over the flooding in Hunan Province that's killed at least 33 people. Spokesperson Zhao Lijian says it demonstrates the friendship between the two countries. In a message to President Xi Jinping, Putin conveyed sympathy to those who lost their families and friends due to this disaster and wished early recovery to all those affected. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the China-Russia Treaty of Good Neighborliness and Friendly Cooperation. The spokesperson says China stands ready to make joint efforts with Russia to further improve ties. A senior official of China's National Health Commission says the claim that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan goes against science. Vice Director Zheng Yixin says that some claims, such as the alleged infection of three staff members from the lab, are just rumors that have already been quashed. He noted that it's widely accepted by genetic engineers that the artificial modification of a virus will leave traces. The novel coronavirus has no such trace, which he says rules out the theory that it was man-made. The opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympic Games is set to take place tonight. Venice and its lagoon environment have avoided placement on UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites in danger, following Italy's ban on massive cruise ships traveling through the city's historic center. Italian ambassador to UNESCO Massimo Ricardo welcomed the decision. The Italian government moved this month to avoid the danger designation, pledging to reroute massive cruise ships from the city's historic center to an industrial port still within the Venice Lagoon.